So the Rambam in Shmona Prakim is very interested in telling us how the different nizones, nizone means, as opposed to, let's say, plants, which we said last time are nizones also, because they take in oxygen, they take in chlorophyll, and they actually excrete also, they excrete carbon dioxide. Mm. But that's different. Nizones have teeth, and they chew, and they digest. So those are animals and people. So when we say in benching, Hazon es kol ha'olam kulo b'tuvo b'chin b'chesed rachamim hu nosein lechem l'chol basar. So there's a debate earlier in the Torah that it seems that l'chol basar, certainly based on Tilim Kuf Dal, that talks about Hashem giving food for humans, but also chatzir for the behema, and the eagle has his food, and every animal has his food, and Hashem set up an amazing system of a chain of animals. So, earlier in the Torah, it says "Vatishaches kol basar," all of basar. So we talked about this about the pandemic of the early man because they were mixing animals and basar. Mm-hmm. Rashi says includes why not "Vatishaches kol adam"?
Right.
So "Vatishaches kol basar" means that animals and humans were that's fully on the fault of the human, right? So, but that was going to destroy the human race slowly, over 6 months, a year, where everyone would just die a miserable death, right? So Hashem said, okay, I'll end it with a flood. I'll save a few who aren't doing that and start again, right? But otherwise, v'tishacheis kol basar, animals and humans. Okay, that's Rashi's approach.
If the plants are also, what do we say, nazon? Then
not according to the Rambam. No, the Rambam left that one. I just told you about that. The Rambam didn't talk about that.
Okay.
All right. But the animals and humans, and then he wants to show how we're different than the animals. All right. We have an angelic spirit within us, but we also have an animalistic spirit. And when the human being turns to the animalistic spirit, we become worse than the animal.
Why? Because of the potential that's not being actualized?
Yeah, of course. Or you know what? I would say this follows. Think of our calendar. We left Egypt where we were turned into animals, beasts of burden. And we had to spend 49 days moving from being an animal to being a human being. And the Torah was to direct us to be a human being, to be a perfect human being with all of the potentials that we had in Gan Eden. Right? Not an angel, but the chasreya me'at melukim. Can't be an angel. Proof is that man messed up. You know, right? We're not an angel. Right? And messed up in the garden, I mean. So the Torah is to teach us how to become the human. And what did we do? 40 days later, we became animals again at the ego. So now think of this. It's really very, 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 I think it's very interesting. I didn't read this anyway. It's a chesh, but I once made a drush on Yom Kippur. Or maybe just been introducing the Torah. It's just said, so how does the human being atone for becoming like an animal?
By sacrificing animals?
Is one day a year become like an angel?
Mm.
Don't do the animalistic things. Don't procreate, don't eat, don't drink, don't enjoy, don't go comforts. Of course we have to do some animalistic things. We've got to go to the bathroom. You're not going to hold from going to do everything a human being does. But as much as you physically can to get by a 24, 25-hour period and manage and learn the lessons of what was lost when a human being behaves like an animal. You try, so Yom Kippur was the atonement for the ego. So you get it? A human being you can go both ways. I'll tell you, if you have a chance to look at it, so it's a certain shaykh for us to do, is the hakdam of the Orach HaShulchan to Orach Chaim. He says this man is half animal, he's half angel, and he goes to the cheshbon of what the Rambam is doing, basically doing here. Okay? Ramban, on the Pasuk Vatishaches Kol Basar, thinks that Basar there is actually limited to man. That's his ultimate pshat, he says. He says it's only man, and that he says that b'shagam hu basar. God says, you know, I can't let these humans live so long. B'shagam hu basar, Ramban says there, that because man will naturally pursue the basari part of his existence rather than the ruchani part of his existence throughout history.
Mm.
What is the thing that prevents us from turning to Bissari? It's Torah. It's totally logical. Last time we said it's illogical for a society to turn to Nazi Germany and the giver and to take anyone whose head isn't big enough growing. You just give a syringe in the head, put them in a box, and throw them down a chute.
Mm.
Right? Because he's going to be a drag on the society later, on our perfect society.
We were just reading Shar B'china, and it says that all societies have some root and basis in it.
Has some, yeah, okay, yeah. If you don't have that, if your chachma does not have the era behind it, it's logical that it's going to turn to those kind of societies.
Mm.
That's where the Romans were going, that's where the Greeks were going. It's just that in all those, as well as certainly Nazi Germany, their immorality behind their derech caused their downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, the Christians picked up on this also. I mean, just to say that the genre of the, what is it, Lord of the Rings, and even Harry Potter is the same kind of thing.
Mm.
There is an ultimate good that must
Star
must
Wars.
Ultimately win out.
Yeah, right.
Too.
It's the hero story,
and they make many many many.
And
books
it's always
out
so
of it.
Close.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's even a small little goodness
the
that
Hobbit.
You did, the small little good deed where Harry let what was the mouse the rat what was the name? I forgot the name let him go, and he owed him a favor later, and he saved the day for him later in the seventh book or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Scavenger, I don't know, whatever the rat was. Anyway, so your morality will always save the day.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter, even if it, for the time being, I don't see any good coming out of this. The kid fell doing two mitzvahs that guarantee a long life. The kid fell and died. Right. So in a microcosm, sometimes it doesn't work.
Do we consider that a hashgacha, that morality saves the day in the course of history? Like that's like Hashem intervening in the world. Otherwise, the natural order of things is that logical. We operate in a utilitarian manner.
Look at the early time in the Torah. What is all this failure in the early part of the Torah is telling us?
Mm-hmm.
The Bavel, some kind of cross between the competitive spirit that Cain and Hevel display and the cooperative spirit that the Migdal Bavel displays, and we have to find some kind of happy medium in between,
because
each one is ruinous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Ramban, however, allows that at first he mentioned that Tishrei is called Asar, refers to the human and the animal, and that just as the human turned to the Bisari over the Ruchani. Ostensibly in the garden, the short time that they were there, animals and humans seemed to get along, and I don't see that in the garden there's any reference to the fact that, you know, when Adam named the lion, he was afraid of it. The lion was there with a calm nature.
Mm-hmm.
The same way I think you can have, and the lion didn't recognize its own strength vis-a-vis other animals, because I think if you take a newborn lion and just, you know, I think that's how they make these circus lions and these circus bears.
Mm.
They can be taught to have a nature that's not so ferocious, but left out in the wild, of course, they're going to need their nature to. So it's a very violent nature. Someone just saw something on the RCA, rabbinic forum that people ask questions. So one of the questions is why did God make it that lions have to rip apart these zebras and they rip apart these antelopes and it's so violent.
Mm.
You see the pictures and you can cry. It's really so, not only the lions, but in some places the lions are running out of those things. They're starving themselves. There's nothing for them to eat. They have to start, keep running in different places. They can't find them. No food.
To teach us.
So it's for humanity. But Ramban says there, but Tishachis Kol Basar, if he goes with Rashi, he says, the animals also are guilty of chamas. You see, because it says in the pasuk, but Tishachis Kol Basar, and then God said, I have to destroy them because of the chamas bechapehem. So Ramban says, who are you talking about? If Kol Basar Rashi is talking about animals and people. Animals in addition to people. Who are you going to blame an animal for being chamas?
Mm.
For being violent? The answer Ramban suggests at first is yes, because they also went against they also chose their ferocious. But then Ramban says that that's only because of man. because man didn't behave properly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When man turned to a more violent streak, so an animal will too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's learn a little here. Amnam yamer ala kol nizon b'shituf Hashem levad. We say of everything that they're nizon. Okay. Shituf Hashem Levad, meaning it's just like a homonym, right? That it's nizon means that this one eats and that one eats. A human eats and an animal eats, right? Lo she'inyan b'chulam echad ba'atzmo. Not that they're the same, actually. Right? All right, the Rambam here says that a tzomeach is also a zon of sorts. That's what the Moshe of Kook notes says at the bottom, that tzomeach is also a zon. Rambam was aware of that. Okay, v'chein yomer al adam u'shar ba'alechayim margish. Aha, a human being. Let's say the plant as opposed to the rock. Rock is definitely not in the zone, right? But the human being is a margish.
Mm-hmm.
Senses. An animal also senses. The plants don't. I mean, but an animal is margish. In fact,
we could say plants grow towards light. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. 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 And the interesting thing is that the animal's hergesh practically phenomenally greater than ours.
Right. Their senses,
you mean? Sixth sense, because they lack the intelligence we have. So we have rely on our intelligence that our eyesight is not nearly as great as most animals. Our sense of smell, forget it. Little insects can smell better, much. A mosquito can smell something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
say a shark can inside of water can smell blood like miles away.
The bloodhound, forget it, the dogs can smell blood. You know. Remember with the scent. Oh, I remember that from a year ago. That was that.
Mm. That's so cool.
And the sense of hearing. Birds can see for like a candle 10 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So
do we even have? Yeah, we have cameras.
So
we see. We can't. It's hard to even imagine how it's possible when, like, the modern technology kind of like gives you a window and like a micro, like a.
Okay, cool. And never mind how some of them fly and fit and swim. But so we obviously we have to use our intelligence to make up for what we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's all around them.